Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments. God bless you today. Today's topic is the three kinds of emotions that a Christian can have. Let me pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you will open our spiritual ears, open our spiritual eyes, cause us to understand spiritual truth and spiritual words, that we might come to a knowledge of God, come to a knowledge of ourselves, and be wise Christian disciples. In Jesus' name, amen. So, there are three kinds of emotions that we find in the Bible. I'm talking about broad categories of emotions, not emotions like love or hate. There's obviously many, many of those. But there are three broad categories of emotions in the Bible. There are fleshly emotions such as envy and strife and pride. There are human emotions such as grief, tiredness, weariness, and the things that just come as part of being a human being in the midst of the struggles of life. We see those in Psalms. And then there are godly emotions such as love, joy, and peace. And these emotions we find throughout the Bible in different contexts. So what is the desired emotion? The desired emotion, of course, is a godly emotion. We want to have godly emotions. We want to have the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is this: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control, etc., etc. They're the emotions that we want to have. We want to have the same emotions that Jesus would have in the same situation. And we find that the emotions of Jesus include things like compassion. When he's looked at the people who were struggling in life, he had deep compassion and he was moved by compassion. So compassion is a godly emotion. At times, Jesus was furious and he had godly anger towards the hard-hearted and cruel Pharisees. So he was moved by compassion for the man with the withered hand, and he was angry at the hard-hearted Pharisees, but the anger was transitory. It didn't last all day, he moved out of that anger to healing the man with the withered hand. We also find him angry when he cleansed the temple. And again, it was transitory and it was controlled. He made a whip made of cords and overturned the money changers' tables. But then the anger passed away. So we find that Jesus has anger, but he also was full of glory. He prays often. He's moved for people and he is full of love. And we find him filled with love towards the rich young ruler who said he'd obey God's commandments from his youth up, and towards various other people like Lazarus, Martha and Mary are all people which John's gospel indicates that people loved. And of course, the disciple that Jesus loved, which was the apostle John. So we find there are lots and lots of godly emotions that we can have. We also have human emotions, which are not wrong to have, but are part of this life and are emotions that we will not have in heaven. For instance, in this life, we can be physically sick. We can feel unwell. We can feel burdened and crushed by a terrible disease such as arthritis. Now, this is part of our human condition in a fallen world. And we can feel despair. We can feel grief at the loss of a loved one. And this is part of the process of walking through this veil of tears. We have these emotions, but when we get to heaven, there will be no more crying, no more sickness, no more pain, and no more death. And so these emotions will pass away once we get into heaven. There won't be any betrayal in heaven. There won't be any need to forgive anyone in heaven. So we've got to walk through this veil of sin at the moment. We've got to handle our human emotions. And the way we handle our human emotions says a lot about the kind of person that we are. So we need to master those so that we become a godly person full of godly emotions. The third category of emotions are what we call fleshly or carnal emotions, and we find them in Galatians 5, 19 to 21, and they include things like great lust and uncleanness, fighting, heresy, strife, division, all sorts of envy and pride and wickedness and selfish ambition. These are the emotions of the carnal, sinful nature. It's never right to be envious. It's never right to be bitter. All these things come out of our ego, out of our self, out of the dark places of our soul. And so we never want to get into these carnal emotions, because when we focus on our ego, on our flesh, we get taken to a very dark, angry and spiteful place where we plot revenge on people or decide on emotions that are totally inappropriate. We focus on our lust and we end up committing sexual immorality or something like that. So we need to move away from the carnal emotions and then master those carnal emotions, rebuke them, get filled with the Spirit and have godly emotions instead. So let's just take a life situation. Just say that you are deeply disappointed. You don't get a promotion that you want at work, or perhaps even fired at work. So there you are, sitting alone at home. You've been fired from work, and you're dejected and you're hurt. Now, that's a very human emotion. It's very normal to feel that way if you've been fired at work and you think it's unjust and it wasn't deserved and why did they do that to you? So there you are in your human emotion. You want to transcend that like the psalmist does. He brings his troubles to God. David brings his troubles to God and says, "Oh Lord, why am I like this? Why am I like that?" And then he worships God and eventually says, "Well, I'm going to leave this in your hands. It will all be fine." So we find in the Psalms that they often start with a human emotion such as, you know, I'm tired, I'm weary, I'm sick of being attacked by my enemies, I'm sick of people gossiping about me and saying nasty stuff. And then he brings his human emotions before the throne of God, and he brings his struggles with life. And in Psalm 37 and Psalm 73, he talks about his envy at the state of the wicked. These wicked people seem to do well. He seems to do really rough and tough in life. So what's going on here? He goes to God, enters into the house of worship, sees that the wicked are going to be cast down, and his soul is restored. In the end, he says, "You know, I trust you, I believe in you, I praise you, Lord," etc. And that's the way a lot of the Psalms work out. So here we are sitting in the lounge room feeling disconsolate, feeling rejected, feeling hurt. And at this point, we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision whether we're going to dwell on our bitterness, dwell on our disappointment, end up angry, getting some attorney that takes us for a lot of money and doesn't produce a result. Or are we going to forgive? Are we going to forget? Are we going to say, "Well, God's got something better for me than this. One door has closed, another will open. I'll get up and I'll get some resumes out there. I'll find a job." So you've got to make a choice about which way you're going. Because if you dwell on the negatives in your life, they will fill your entire horizon. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about filling is determined by what we focus on. We are filled by what we focus on, or focus determines filling. So if we focus on the negative, we will be filled with negative. We focus on the injustice, we'll be filled with outrage, and outrage doesn't get you a job. It just makes you very unpleasant to any future employer. So here's this person who's experienced an injustice. They're sitting in their lounge room and they've got to make a decision about how they're going to approach things. So they say, "Lord, I think it was really unfair that I was fired. But I trust you. I trust that you are my Lord. I trust that you are my God. I trust that you are going to take over all the circumstances of my life, and you've got something better for me. And you will lead me. You will guide me. I will go through the shadow of the valley of death, and you will be with me. Your rod and staff will comfort me. There will be a way out of this on the other side. And so now, Lord, I claim a good job. I claim prosperity from heaven. I claim the peace and justice of God. I put my case before the courts of heaven. And Lord, I ask that your angels will rule on this, that you yourself will rule on this, and that I will be able to have justice, that I will be able to have peace over this situation, that my heart will be calm, that I will rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I want to rejoice, Lord. I want to get to the other side of the way I'm feeling now. And I want a job that's going to be terrific for me in the future." So you lay your case before the Lord and you take this unjust situation before God. For it says in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, "Be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So you take this unfair, bitter situation before the Lord, you stop being anxious, you start trusting the Lord, you start casting yourself on the Lord, and your human emotion starts to move towards being a godly emotion. You start having assurance that God's in control of your employment situation, that God will be in control of your finances, that as you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you, and you needn't worry about it, because the joy of the Lord is starting to seep into your heart. You say, well, I wonder what God's got for me now. So you can choose the positive, or you can choose to get full of bitterness and rage at your employer, and you can just sit around there and be nothing and be depressed and say, why does this always happen to me? At which point you will end up in a very carnal and negative place, which the Holy Spirit doesn't reach very easily. You will not feel spiritual. You will feel dark, and you will give a foothold to the devil. It says, be angry, but do not sin, and do not give the devil a foothold. If you brood over the circumstances of your life, you will give the devil a foothold. He will get into your heart and your mind, and he will drive you to do foolish things. You might go back to that employer and ram a car in the parking lot or something like that, or go in and storm at the boss and get arrested. And people do that kind of thing, and people shoot people up, and terrible things happen when people dwell on their anger. Now, of course, I think better of you than that, but I'm just looking at what happens when people do that, and they get into what we call the four R's. Resolve, resent, reject, revenge. When people dwell on the darkness in their heart, they don't resolve the bitterness in them, so they end up full of resentment, and the resentment gets darker and darker, and they brood on that until they reject people. A lot of these mass shooters, they're very quiet. They say he was such a very quiet person. He was distant from everyone because they've rejected their family, friends, and society. They're out on their own, and finally they take revenge. And revenge takes us to a bad place. And if we take revenge, and especially physical revenge, we end up in one of three places: jail, hospital, or the morgue. The police arrest us, we go to jail, or someone bashes us back and we end up in hospital, or the worst comes to the worst, the police storm in and shoot the person that was doing this evil deed. So if we get into the negative emotions, if we get into the carnal emotions, they have terrifyingly bad consequences for our life. So you're not going to go there, you're not going to dwell on all the injury in your life, all the negativity, all the unfairness, what your parents did wrong, or your brothers and sisters or cousins did wrong to you. Instead, you're going to take your human emotions to God with prayer and supplication. You're going to ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost so that you sing in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You're going to ask for a spiritual perspective on the matter. You're saying, Lord, restore my perspective. Give me eyes to see the situation the way you want it to be seen. Give me the emotions of Jesus in this situation. How would Jesus feel? How would Jesus go before the Father with prayer and supplication, saying, not my will, but thine be done? And you cry out to God in the middle of this situation, and you say, Lord, take hold of this. It's okay to hurt for a little while, but take that hurt to God. Take that hurt before the Father, and don't dwell on it yourself. Don't get down into the morose, bitter parts of life. Instead, know you've got a choice. You can choose godly emotions, human emotions, or carnal emotions, and your human emotions are there, they're okay, but you need to transform them through the Holy Spirit into the emotions that Jesus would have. So just quick revision, there's a godly emotions, human emotions, and carnal emotions, and when you're disappointed and when you're hurt, you've got to turn to God and say, Lord, help me to end up with love, joy, and peace in my heart in this situation. Bring me out to the place of peace. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. I'll see you again next week. God bless you and have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.